You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Justin Fields stabs his girlfriend, Tammy Bailey, over 100 times after she refuses to have sex on his birthday. He sleeps through the night, then continues to stab her body.
Fields uses an 8-inch tactical knife to attack Bailey and stabs her so many times that he severs an arm and her head. The morning after killing Bailey, Fields tells his father he did something awful over the phone, and his father calls police. Fields let Alabama cops cuff him before they search his home.
He's now charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. North Carolina cops discover a 9-year-old boy locked in a dog kennel outside in below freezing temps. The child tells them he doesn't have room in his dad and stepmom's home, so he has slept outside since early April.
Police come to the home after a neighbor called 911. Multiple neighbors had given the child some warm clothes and snacks before, but the cold temperatures pushed them to call. On cops' arrival, Sarah Starr goes inside and turns off all the lights to try to avoid the cops, but they force their way into the home and detain her, also removing 4 more children from the home.
The boy's father and step-aunt arrested alongside the stepmom, all 3 charged with child abuse. Shay On attacks his wife during a divorce discussion. He ties her up with duct tape, drives her to a wooded area, digs a grave, stabs her in the chest, and partially buries her. Washington cops find the woman alive, covered in dirt.
Yes, An's wife tried to send out emergency notifications on her Apple Watch and was able to dial 911, but 53-year-old An smashed the watch with a hammer after his wife placed the call. The woman estimates she was buried for several hours before she was able to free her hands and pull herself out of the hole. She then ran for half an hour before finding a home where she asked the residents to call 911.
Her soon-to-be ex-husband now charged with kidnap and attempted murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A manhunt was underway Wednesday for a gunman who authorities say wounded 2 Newark, New Jersey police officers as they attempted to question him about a previous shooting. 30-year-old Kendall Howard was considered armed and dangerous. The gunfire erupted outside an apartment building in a residential neighborhood about a mile west of Newark Liberty International Airport. Newark Mayor Roz Baraka.
One officer was shot in his leg. Another officer was shot and grazed his neck, went into his shoulder.
The 2 officers returned fire and the gunman fled into the apartment building, but he managed to escape capture. 2 Iowa teenagers killed their high school Spanish teacher last year because of frustration over a bad grade. This, according to court documents that for the first time reveal a possible motive. Our friends at Crime Online.
The documents were filed ahead of a hearing where a judge was to hear arguments on whether to suppress any of the evidence against Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodale. The 2 were charged with murdering high school Spanish teacher Nohema Graber in the small town of Fairfield. A lawyer for Miller is asking the court in Fairfield to invalidate 4 search warrants and suppress evidence from Miller's home, comments he made to police, and information taken from his cell phone and the social media platform Snapchat.
Graber's body was found in a park November 3, 2021, hidden under a tarp, wheelbarrow, and railroad ties. She had been beaten to death with a baseball bat. Miller and Goodale were 16 at the time. We've now learned new details about that break-in at the home of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, where her husband Paul was violently assaulted with a hammer. The suspect, David DePape, has now made his first court appearance and pleaded not guilty to a litany of charges, including attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse. The 42-year-old was allegedly targeting the House Speaker and wanted to hold her hostage and break her kneecaps. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins spoke to CBS News.
Clearly, we believe he is a severe public safety threat, given what took place.
Also at this hour, Capitol Police are warning that they need more resources to provide additional layers of security for members of Congress. There was an outpouring of anger at the sentencing hearing for the man who shot and killed 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Survivors of the shooting in Parkland, Florida, and family members of the victims directly addressed the gunman for the first time.
Parkland murder, I hope your maker sends you directly to hell to burn for the rest of your eternity.
My hope for you is that you die sooner rather than later. I have no forgiveness in my heart for you. You are a monster with no remorse, and every breath you take is a breath wasted.
Nicholas Cruz was sentenced this week to life in prison without parole. A jury could not agree on the death sentence. A man has been sentenced to 40 years in federal prison for shooting two deputy U.S. marshals during a standoff at a duplex in West Tennessee. Our friends at Crime Online.
41-year-old Bobby Joe Claybrook Jr. had pleaded guilty to assault on a federal officer with a deadly weapon and discharging a weapon during a violent crime stemming from a November 2020 shooting. Authorities say federal agents and local law enforcement went to a duplex in Jackson to serve arrest warrants for Claybrook on attempted homicide and weapons charges.
Before the agents knocked on the door, Claybrook fired on the team through a small porch window. Two officers were shot. They were treated for their wounds at a hospital and released.
Florida cops approach Robert Lawson for loitering. He tells them to search him. Cops do, and they find a bag of meth and a used syringe. Lawson assures them he's allowed to carry meth and he has committed no crime. Despite the 50-year-old's guarantee, cops charge him with possession. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.